This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday. And on Saturdays, we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is Weekly Challenge number 47. What you're hearing in the background is the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. I like it. Topic was selected by Planet Z, and it was glitches. We got 11 stories this week, at least I think I did. There may have been glitches in my email, but oh well, life goes on. It's double digits. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week. And that's Chris of the Platypus Society, with a record number of votes. We had a huge turnout this week. Congratulations, Chris. And let's get on with the stories. Here is your winner for the week.
Hello. Chris Carlisle again, back for another 100 Word Podcast Challenge. Thinking I should probably apologize in advance for this one. Title of this one is, In the Old Days, They Used a Horse. Hope you enjoy it. And again, sorry. Sin Cannon. Okay, and you look smashing today. Have a seat, we gotta talk. Guess who just called me? Stephen Jones. That's right. He absolutely loved your reading whilst the cast you as lead in his next film. Aren't you excited? Didn't I tell you I'd make you a star? You're on your way, baby. Fame, fortune, limos, red carpets, you're about to hit the big time. And all you got to do to get there is blow a goat. So? Steven, it's Carl. Seems we've run into another glitch. Yeah, the goat again. Actresses these days. So, there you have it then. My entry in this week's 100 Word Challenge. Be interesting to see if I get invited back after that one. Hope so. Also like to mention my website. I forgot to do that last week. Rookie mistake, I guess. But, oh well. Yeah, I have a website. It is platypus-society.net. It's, don't have a podcast yet. It's just a personal site, a place for me to put my drivel. Gonna have a podcast here soon. Getting some good practice here with these 100 word challenges. So, there you have it. And goodbye.
Well, that's great news. Another podcast inspired by an attempt at a 100 word story. And don't worry about not being invited back. I mean, I keep not inviting back others and they keep showing up, right? Thank you. The text from your demented scribblings, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do during their, well, free time. Let's check out the veterans, shall we? I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up is Tom of Footnote. who has decided to rip a page out of my pathetic commuting life.
Hello, people named Four. I never got a silent number in my name. Damn my parents. They really sucked. This is Tom from the Footnote. Yep, Footnote. The podcasting equivalent to gold kryptonite. Tonight's story is called Catching the Express. The Metro driver charged up the aisle while flipping open the defib pack, catching both paddles in mid-stride. The podcaster lay motionless, spread eagle halfway down the exit well, clutching at a triple deep-fried burrito. She laid paddles to his chest as the unit beeped fully charged. The shock rolled through his body, but it never released the full charge. "Damn glitches!" screamed the driver. "Look, he's smiling," noted a fellow passenger. "Never saw him smile on this bus before." Everyone on the bus shook their head in agreement.
This is where I get off.
This is where I get off. This is where I get off.
Thought the podcaster.
Yeah, that's a surefire way of getting votes. Killing the host. Thank you, Tom. Next up is none other than Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Not podcast, Oddcast. Maybe one day he'll come up with a podcast. But until then, here's Caleb Bullen.
Hey everybody, it's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Where just last week, we were going to have a great big Entropy Day celebration, but then it all kind of fell apart. Speaking of things that fall apart, I've got a 100-word story for you about a glitch. And its improbable title is Howl by Justice Ginsburg. Looks like there's a goat in the machine.
You mean a ghost in the machine?
No, I don't believe in ghosts.
There's a goat in the machine.
Well, I don't believe in goats. Not in machines, anyway.
How did a goat get in the machine?
Out the fence.
We don't keep the machine behind a fence.
No, but we do keep the goat behind a fence. Try to, anyway.
So, what do we do now?
Toss him out. You got a carrot?
No. I thought that's what this red tape is for.
That's when the machine's full of bull.
Wait, was the theme glitch or goats? Okay. Well, thank you very much, Caleb. Check out the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Next up is Tabitha of Strangely Literal, and it looks like she lost her voice or something, so yeah, that's right. It's time for the midget, who comes in to rescue stories that haven't been recorded. Or if my antivirus goes nuts and wipes them out. I've been changing antivirus software left and right, and I think I'm using... What am I using right now? AVG Free Edition. And it's worth every penny. So, take it away, Tabitha. Your words have never been truer spoken by a short dude.
Your hair is stupid, the Buffy bot smiled. Thank you, you've said that. The man sipped his coffee. Willow and Spike both rushed into the coffee shop, breathless. There you bloody are! Spike! Buffy Bot said, smiling larger. She turned. Willow, you're my friend, and you're recently gay. This man is stupid, the Buffy Bot said, pointing. He looks like Angel. Bloody hell, Willow! Didn't you fix those damn glitches? You said, never say anything about Angel. Spike's better than Angel, the Buffy Bot continued. Spike paused. Maybe you shouldn't have to remove everything.
Tabitha of Strangely Literal. Thank you. Thank you for making me midget say that. You know, when Second Life gets the voice thing, I'm going to go bankrupt buying helium tanks. You know that. So hard to do it live. I mean, just think of the guys pretending to be women on that thing. Next up is Well, he's been on before. It's Mineta of Mineta. I think net or .com or gov. But Mineta has really fast delivery. And check out his podcast. He does things, six things in 6 minutes. Very, very high speed. Very cool. Very cool delivery. So here comes Mineta.
Hi there, everybody. It's Mineta from the Squirrel Bait Podcast at Mineta.net. My story has two characters in it, and I couldn't think of any names, so I used the names of two of my favorite writers and podcasters, except for Lawrence, of course. Anyway, without further ado, here's my 100-word story on the topic of glitches. Sirens blared through the space station. The astronauts could hardly hear their orders. The defense program on the mainframe was failing. This was a complex glitch, and now the whole system was in flux. There were protocols for this, of course, but who could recall them in a state of panic? General Hutchins did his best, gesturing and shouting commands.
You!
He shouted, pointing at Sigler.
Handle the flux!
Sigler shrugged, not understanding.
The flux! You!
Hutchins repeated.
Flux you too!
Replied Sigler.
No, handle the glitch.
Sigler blinked.
You, glitch,
said Hutchins.
Me,
Sigler replied.
Well, you're a dick.
Cool. Thank you for coming back, Mineta. I hope you stay around. Oh, and folks, Mineta sent in two versions of his story. One of them was the regular version, and then there was a cleaned up version. Folks, there is no censorship on here. Now, if you do send in a story that says, you know, fuck 100 times, I might not include it. But, you know, if it's not fuck for fuck's sake, well, then, you know, send it on in. But don't hold back. You know, if you feel that swearing is what's needed for the story, then do it. And the votes will count where they count. Thank you, Mineta. And now we move on to the man who provided episode 1001 for this podcast in true 1001 Arabian Nights fashion. It's Allison of Blog Dallison. Here we go.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 47th Weekly Challenge at the 100 Word Stories Podcast. At podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My story is entitled, Goodnight Moon. Murphy's Law states that if anything can go wrong, it will. Murphy was right. Our project, the highly localized hypergraviton generator, was way too risky to test on Earth. And so we built Moonbase Alpha. Came time to start it up. Everything worked like a charm. We succeeded in creating a submicroscopic black hole, weighed as much as a mountain, but smaller than an atom. Then we dropped it. Fucking thing zoomed straight to the core of the moon. It's there now, eating away. In 20 years it'll be goodnight moon. Forever. Son of a bitch, there's always a glitch. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison. Signing off.
Wow, that was scary. Cool. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com, or like everybody else, the links to the sites that they gave me when they submitted stories are in the show notes. What is it, Nardo? Timmy fell down the well? Good. I hate Timmy. Next up is Kelly Burt from Come, Let Me Whisper. Things that... Oh, wait, no, I'm not doing the title again. Kelly, let's hear your story before Nardo claws my arm off.
Hi, it's Kelly Burt from Come, Let Me Whisper, and here's my offering to this week's challenge. Afterwards, Sandra breathed to calm down. No matter how much planning you do, something will always go wrong. The speech was rehearsed. Bad news is hard to give, but she knew it was harder to hear. She was a grown woman and expected a certain level of maturity from her coworkers. That was Sandra's mistake, because someone actually threw a coffee mug at her as she delivered the news. This act took her by surprise, but only for a moment. She composed herself, drew a smile to her lips, and stated, "Glitches and bitches, working here, you run into both."
Yeehaw! No truer word has ever been spoken. Thank you, Kelly, of the Come Let Me Whisper podcast. Next up is our good friend Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. I had to practice that a few times. I've gotten out of the habit. But I'm glad she's back because you get to hear this.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was glitches. The title of my story is First Date Curse. Every time Tad had a date with a new woman, everything seemed to go wrong. Tonight, he forgot his car keys, locked himself out, and even forgot the girl's address on a slip of paper at work. But he finally remembered it, hailed a cab, picked her up, and they managed to have a decent meal together. Could the curse finally be over? As they began to get amorous a little later, though, his zipper managed to catch on a large chunk of skin. Tad then made a painful decision. No more women. The bitches were not worth the glitches. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story. This is Lisa. Have a great week, everyone.
Wow, that turns the whole glitches and bitches meme right on its head. Woo. Well, it looks like we're going to have a fight in the polls over this one. Thank you, Lisa. And check her out at lemonsandlollipops.blogspot.com. I think that's right. The links are all in the show notes once again. Check out everybody's sites here. See who you're up against. Maybe you can form a partnership and then defeat everyone with your mighty wonder twin storyteller powers. Okay. Remember, Chris, when he said, I hope we get invited back. Well, it doesn't matter whether you're invited back or not. You will come back because, true to form, it's time for the Smith family. They should get their own theme music here. First up out of the Smiths is Tom with a silent four.
Hi, kids. This is Tom from StuffCast at toforum.mypodcast.com. Here's my weekly submission, glitches. He down the street, wondering if something in the he'd just eaten. He funny. Not, but weird funny. Lights down street. Changing colors. And occasionally he'd a buzzing in his ear. By the time he got to the Radio Shack, he felt better. He thought, But inside the store the...
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Suddenly went out. When they came back on, no one seemed to notice. On in front of him, he... find any blank DVDs, which was his reason for the trip to the store. The only... floppy disks. Back at home, he... normal. I should have... the blue pill.
Thank you, Tom, with a silent four. Pardon me for the occasional chewing sounds. I'm eating some bread that I just freshly baked. I had to save the podcast as a WAV file because it would not save a backup. Even though the disk space remains for recording 119 hours and 0 minutes. Time to do a defrag. Speaking of defragmentation, we continue with the block of the Smith family with Ted from Ted's podcast, which we now know where it is. Here we go with Ted.
Hi, this is Ted, and this is my submission for the weekly 100-word story, Glitches. A few days ago, I decided to visit an odd friend. I didn't want to go alone, so I took my sister. People who know me know never to leave me alone in their houses, especially when there's food around. I recently found I had the ability to change my shape, form, and overall appearance. So when my host disappeared, I was playing with my newly found powers. Oh, this looks good, I would say, and change again. Unknowingly, I erected a crappy temple in his backyard. Boy, was my friend pissed. What can I say? Glitches, glitches, glitches.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
You know, I should have taken a snapshot of that. I just came back one day and there was a Temple of Poseidon right off my patio. Thank you, Ted. Next up is, speaking of patio, Patty, otherwise known as Smitty Gal from the Smitty Gal podcast. Here, let's just take it away.
Hey, it's Patty, the Smitty Gal, with the weekly challenge number 47, Glitches. It's the writer's oldest trick in the book. When you can't write, you write about writer's block. The glitch this week is the topic. What seething spawn of Satan chose that? I started with a story about a woman who goes to a PETA convention and is losing an awful battle with her impulses, trying not to yell out things like, "Mink keeps you warmer than wool." A deer in the headlights is good target practice. Raw goldfish are good in a salad. But 100 words to explain what she was doing there in the first place? I give up.
Thank you, Patty. And one of these days I have to post up like a tutorial of, you know, how to avoid bad topics or work your way around them. Like, say, if Planet Z picks glitches out of his ass. Okay, well, speaking of Planet Z, I guess it's time for him to suffer the same fate as he all did and be forced to write a story about glitches.
Our motto is, accidents can be caused. Sure, anybody can bomb a uranium processing plant, but where's the fun in that? We specialize in lethal subtlety. To you, it looks like someone slipped and broke their neck in the bathroom. But to us, it's a year's planning. My favorite technique is mistranslation. Just a few words changed ever so slightly, and Tabby goes in the slot C instead of B. For you, it would mean Junior's bicycle falls apart in the driveway Christmas Day. For Tehran, it means a million degree forecast. How do you say oops in Farsi?
Hey, where'd my banjo go?
We don't do that anymore. Guy David gave us some music to play.
Ah, crap.
No, it's actually pretty good. Here, listen. There you have it. 12 stories about glitches. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 48th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 49th, and they will win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. Chris, email me your address and it will be in the mail. There's more to do at the website than just vote, you know. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they were saying. There's also archives of more 100-word stories on that site, over 1,000 episodes in all. Let's see some other podcasts claim that, huh? Oh, and if you're looking for more challenges to try, try 100words.com. It's a pretty neat site, and they may just get into this whole podcasting thing, which is a lot more I can say than that old Les Nessman crowd I used to run around with. Need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready. There's only one sidebar now. I wonder where the other one went. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Want to be the featured interview for next week's weekly challenge? Send me your Skype ID. I'm at, oddly enough, is full of crap, and try to hang out on Skype Saturday morning. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And the next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Chris gets to pick it. But until then, thanks for listening. And as always,
keep it brief.
Closing.